When I look at my six-week-old grandson, I wonder what the future holds for him and his generation. How will artificial intelligence affect their lives? How can we keep them safe and help them build toward a productive future? As one news outlet asked the other day, will AI make college obsolete? Graduates booed commencement speakers this spring amid fears that AI is hindering their career prospects. But schools are quickly adapting to the AI revolution, as the Monitor's iReporter writes today. Already, U.S. schools are offering nearly 200 AI bachelor's degree programs and more than 300 master's degree AI programs, according to a cybersecurity education platform. And much more is in the works. It's Friday, May 29th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Inflation worsened with spikes in gas and food prices. Inflation rose an annual 3.8% last month, hitting consumers not only at the gas pump, but also at the grocery store and the mall, according to a Commerce Department report released Thursday. Not counting price increases in food and gasoline, core inflation still rose 3.3% in April from a year ago, a touch higher than in March. These numbers remain stubbornly higher than the Federal Reserve's 2% inflation target, suggesting the central bank will not cut interest rates until well into next year, despite pressure from the Trump administration. A death row inmate won a rare victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. In a 5-4 decision announced on Thursday, the Supreme Court revived a Mississippi death row inmate's challenge to his sentence, holding that the prosecutor in the case might have racially discriminated against Black prospective jurors before the man's trial. The High Court rarely rules for capital defendants, though in 2019, it sided with another Mississippi death row inmate who had made a similar claim against the same prosecutor and the same judge. Amid surging anti-immigrant sentiment in South Africa, Ghana began repatriating citizens. An initial group of about 300 returnees arrived in Ghana's capital, Accra, Wednesday on a government-chartered flight from Johannesburg. In recent weeks, long-standing tensions over immigration in South Africa have spilled into renewed protests and violence in several major cities. In response, Ghana's government pledged this month to fly home any of its citizens wishing to leave the country. Nearly 900 have put up their hands, and a second flight will depart Friday. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said attacks against migrants are isolated acts of criminality and do not reflect government policy. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. Across the West, many worry that the sense of shared society is deteriorating. Norway is one of the countries ranked highest in sense of community, and it is events like Dugnads that might be helping bolster that mindset. Mark Sappenfield reports from Oslo, Norway, for The Monitor. Kenya has pledged that all new car sales by 2040 will be electric vehicles. But the earliest group to embrace EVs here are drivers of the country's iconic motorcycle taxis, the Boda Bodas. Vincent Owino reports from Nairobi, Kenya, for The Monitor. Underuse is a chronic problem in federal buildings. Many are outright empty, making them ripe for resale and redevelopment into housing, office, or retail space. But efforts are beset by bureaucratic hurdles. Ross Herbert reports from Washington for The Monitor. Despite trepidation from some recent college graduates about how AI could reshape their chosen careers, colleges and universities are expanding their offerings. incoming students express a mix of anxiety and optimism about the technology. Ira Porter reports from Philadelphia for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on gig workers. Thousands of drivers for ride-hailing services across Massachusetts are feeling a little more secure in the driver's seat this week. On Tuesday, Democratic Governor Maura Healey and labor representatives announced America's first statewide law enabling collective bargaining and representation for gig or app-linked drivers, while still maintaining their status as independent contractors for services such as Uber and Lyft. For years, drivers have had no voice. "We were treated like we were invisible," a member of the new App Drivers Union told a New England television station. "Today, we have a seat at the table." Like the shot heard around the world, this Massachusetts move might reverberate beyond the Commonwealth's estimated 70,000 drivers for ride-hailing services to the nation's wider gig economy of temporary jobs and side hustles. Recent studies estimate 42 million people in the United States engaged in gig work in 2025. More than 1 in 10 relied on it for their primary income, while 10.2% sought it out to supplement other earnings. Many choose such work for the flexibility and independence it allows. But in doing so, they forego standard employment benefits and make what Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi once called a false choice. "Our current employment system is outdated and unfair," Mr. Khosrowshahi argued in the New York Times in 2020. "It forces every worker to choose between being an employee with more benefits but less flexibility, or an independent contractor with more flexibility but almost no safety net." At the time, he advocated for a benefit fund for gig workers. Many U.S. labor regulations date back decades and were designed for the industrial era. Since the turn of the century, however, high-speed internet access has proved transformative for workers and consumers around the country and the world. Online platforms such as Amazon, Etsy, and DoorDash provide everyday convenience and links to inputs, transport, and markets. But directed by ordering apps and algorithms, independent workers have little recourse when wage rates shrink or pressures increase to deliver or drive faster. Gig workers, backed by many of their customers, want transparency in pricing and a higher cut of revenue. In April, Lyft took a step in that direction, promising to cap its fee at 30% and simplify deductions for insurance, taxes, and government fees. The challenge for elected officials, employers, and labor representatives is to review American labor laws to keep pace with the opportunities in an evolving economy, but also to shore up trust in the system's even-handedness and ability to address challenges. As one driver told the National Employment Law Project, "This isn't just about money. It's about dignity and respect." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how prayer can bring to our view more of God's ever-available providence. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Jingnan Peng.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.